I was born to two alcoholics, a lapsed Catholic and an agnostic atheist like myself. And there was mom's side a great bunch of intergenerational trauma, and including, she drank when she was pregnant with me and was afraid that I was going to come out fucked up, and I kind of did. But hey, so there were, abandonment issues in early childhood, and physical and psychological abuse from mom, and there was a lot of just back and forth. I don't remember a lot of it. But my mom got sober in AA in 1982 when I was six. I remember being a 6-year-old at the Western Club in Oklahoma City, and falling asleep on her lap. And I remember distinctly this one time I woke up to the whole room of adults in the green room, they called it there, laughing. And I'd heard whatever was said, and I said, "Mommy, why are they laughing? It wasn't even funny." And of course, the whole room just cracks up again. And now I totally get that, of course, being an adult and in the program, because we laugh at some dark stuff and stuff that other people would just, and including newcomers, come in and are just like, "What is up with these people laughing and smiling?" Yeah, I'll never forget that. And I went to pre-Alateen and Alateen, and for many years that was the last time I was honest in a 12-step room. I mentioned the tumultuous relationship. Did you unmute? Okay, I don't know when you muted me.
I did not. But you're back. I didn't mute you.
Okay, it said, okay. Whoops. So yeah, I began using regularly at age 14, dabbed in a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and I'll back up and say that my sister had killed herself when she was 16 and I was 11, and that was huge in my life. There were already issues, but that took the cake. And I'm not gonna go into war stories, but there was a lot of unmanageability. I mean, they talk about soft bottoms, and my bottom was relatively soft. I wasn't in jail or anything like that when I got clean earlier this year, but spiritually bankrupt, and just I was sick of myself. I'd had surgery on my feet last October, and then the other foot in December, and was recovering from that and using a lot to just get out of the boredom of sitting on my arse. And I had done AA for a bit and NA for a bit back in the day, back in Tulsa, before I immigrated here to Iceland. But I never worked the program. I know I was always still using something. There was always a reservation. So, December 2021, I was just so tired of myself that I started thinking about, well, maybe I should take a break. Maybe I should try to moderate, right? And so I tried a tolerance break from my drug of choice that has been my mainstay for, 31 years. And that failed after a couple of 3 days. My goal was a week, I think. And so then I said, and I was looking into sobriety and detox, not detox in a facility, but detox from my drug of choice, and just flirting around with it a bit, but definitely not ready to do the work yet, but I was sick of myself. So it was by the time January 13th rolled around, I downloaded the I Am Sober app. And I love these apps and tools. I use apps and tools for all kinds of things. And I really nerd out on it. So I downloaded that app, and I found that I couldn't, that morning, I couldn't set the clock ahead to make it be on the, oh no, that was, it was the 12th of January, sorry. 12th of January, about 9:03 a.m., realize this app won't let me just like give it another day, you know, until midnight, because midnight, I'm a polyphasic sleeper, and the day starts at midnight, you know, and clean time for me starts at midnight. So that was pretty funny, but it was a great, it was a leap of and I will say faith, because there are several definitions for faith, and the first one is not religious. So in Merriam-Webster, I guess it was a leap of faith. I was just like, yeah, fuck this, I'm gonna do this. So I hit that timer at 9:03 and gave the rest of what I had to my spouse and told them that I was gonna try to be clean for a while. So, didn't go straight into the program, into NA or AA or any of that. There was a support group on Reddit, and a few of us created a really great group actually on Discord. And I was like the mom of the group, because at age 45 at the time, I was the senior member. So that was that, but it was not a program. It was just a support. It was a support group, and there were some lovely people in that. But so I'd been clean in three weeks maybe, and I had a major, what I call, lapse in serenity on the 4th of February, and mind you, my clean date was the 13th of January, but that's not my clean date now. And someone in the group, used and posted about it on their Twitter, then I saw it, and then they lied about it, and me, you know, codependent and just, and freaking neurotic as hell, still being basically not a dry drunk, but, you know, white knuckling it there, just had a major problem with that and lost my serenity over it. Didn't use, but I realized that day, I was like, I had one of what I called my shower epiphany, and you know, the crying and I feel like I did my first and second steps, like, and about halfway through the third one, right there at that moment in the shower, you know, mentally. Not in the step working guides, but that's another story. So yeah, I emailed NA. I was like, I need to work a program. I knew that it involves so much work. That's why I hadn't done it before. And I wasn't ready. You know, I still had those reservations. So yeah, I emailed local NA here, and there is a great shortage of meetings in English. There were two at the time. There's one now. That's my home group. But I went to that meeting on the 6th of February. It was a Sunday. And it wasn't the first time that I had said, my name is Lisa and I'm an addict. But it was the first time that I did it clean of everything and ready to work and give myself over. So, and I was still, it was scared. That was a big commitment, you know, but it was cathartic. It was absolutely cathartic. So, then I got honest with my health team. My therapist had knew a little bit more than my medical doctor. My medical doctor didn't know shit. Letting them both know that I was clean and had a couple weeks under my belt even was, again, cathartic. I mean, there's just not another word for it in, that I know of. So yeah, I did local AA meetings and then two NA meetings. So there was you know, 7 meetings a week, but still not quite to that principles above personalities thing in one of those fellowships. And here locally, it's a small place and it can get a pretty clicky, and I wanted more NA, so I was doing online meetings. And in the meantime, I found a sponsor who is still my sponsor and is just great. And I was in an AA meeting based out of Seattle at like about this time, 4 in the morning or something, local time, and express my uncomfortableness in feeling just a lot of reservations about the religious language and the traditional programming, so in the literature, not to mention the patriarchal language. And someone sent me a link to secular AA in the chat. And from there, I was like, whoa, what about secular NA, Google? And that was the game changer. So it was a total game changer to my recovery, finding secular programs. So I entered my very first secular NA meeting was the day that the news came out that one of the founders of secular AA or NA in Australia had passed. And so I'll never forget that day and the somber feeling, and then the wish, like the feeling of being home with those folks of the fellowship, and wondering, gosh, this person must have been amazing. You know, and I'm emotional. I, you know, teared up, not even knowing the person, because I have empathy, so, which was lacking when I was using, you know, it's come and gone, but it's back to tune to 11 now. So yeah, I got the sponsor. I started working the steps in the step working guide, and that step working guide in NA is exhaustive. And at points I wanted to throw the fucking thing across the room. When I got to the unmanageability part on step one, I became despondent for about a week and thought I was the biggest piece of shit. So I grabbed and figured out, I didn't even talk to my sponsor about it at the time, but I grabbed this sticky note that's, you know, 40 centimeters by 40 centimeters, and wrote some good things in a black Sharpie about myself and stuck it to the inside of that notebook. And I think that was when I figured out I needed to really do self-care when I'm doing step work, because step work can be so daunting, you know, and I'm on step 4 now. So anyway, on May Day, I decided to have a conscious lapse in sanity, and I relapsed. And I knew as I was doing this that I was going to come right back. You know, the thought went through my head, I could lie about this. But as soon as it was there, it was gone. I was like, no, you're doing this and you're gonna admit in every meeting that asks about clean time, you're gonna tell your spot, the whole bit and get that white key tag again. And this fucker is the coolest thing. It says welcome in, welcome. And that was welcomed back with open arms, so warmly and just seamlessly, of course, just like I have welcomed back to anyone else that has relapsed. I knew immediately I needed to go back to 90 meetings in 90 days, and I wasn't far from that at that point. I've always been going to a lot of meetings, but I had slacked off a little bit, so I waited a day until I had one day of clean time under my belt and contacted my sponsor and said, "Hey, I lapsed. So I guess it's back to 90 meetings in 90 days. I'll contact you every day. What else, I've got 4 different readings that I read daily. I'll try to journal every day." And she didn't even have anything to add to it. It was just like, let's just get back to work on the step work. So I have a life philosophy of being a servant, and so I took to it like a duck on water, and I just thrust myself into service, mostly in secular NA. And step work, and I can say that for I have 133 or 34 days today, and I have no compulsion to use currently, and that is fucking amazing. So I'm working my butt off. Mostly in NA doing the step work, but food had become unmanageable also. So I have been attending Secular Overeaters and met some wonderful people. And what I have today is hope. And that was the only thing I had, back when I was working step three in the step working guides, there was a question about hope, and I got pretty depressed about that too, because hope has been lacking with me for a long time. I was thinking about outside issues in the world, but I simplified it back, pulled it back, and just thought about recovery. And I was like, hell yeah, I have hope. I have hope for my recovery. If I keep clean and keep working these steps and keep going to these meetings with these fine folks, then that I also have hope for everyone in this room and everyone in every room of recovery, be it a 12-step program, smart recovery, whatever, recovery dharma is great, and or a therapist's office. So yeah, hope and the compulsion to not use, or no compulsion to use is, that's what I've got today. And now I'm on step four, and it's not that bad. It scares people, but I was actually excited to start on it, and I've had some ups and downs, and it's not all rainbows and unicorns, of course. Recovery is never linear, but recovery is going really well, and I'm in a sweet spot in service, and to where I'm doing just enough. I'm doing a lot, but I'm not working right now still, so just really grateful for the time, grateful for the people. I have a gratitude, gratefulness, life philosophy, as well as that service philosophy. So I'm just in a pretty freaking good place. There's things going on, but that's what I'm like now. So I took a little bit too much more time than I wanted to, but oh no, actually, I took just exactly the time that I wanted to, right about 20 minutes. So yeah, I will share the rest of the time. Thank you for listening, everyone. I hope someone got something out of that. Love you all.